Savitri, Book 10, Canto 4, pages 644 and 645. He is a captive in his net of mind, and beats soul wings against the walls of life. In vain his heart lifts up its yearning prayer, peopling with brilliant gods the formless void. Then, disappointed, to the void he turns, and in its happy nothingness asks release, the calm nirvana of his dream of self. The word in silence ends, in naught the name. Apart amid the mortal multitudes, he calls the Godhead incommunicable to be the lover of his lonely soul, or casts his spirit into its void embrace, or he finds his copy in the impartial all. He imparts to the immobile his own will, attributes to the eternal wrath and love, and to the ineffable lends a thousand names. Hope not to call God down into his life. How shalt thou bring the everlasting here? There is no house for him in hurrying time. Vainly thou seek'st in matter's world an aim. No aim is there, only a will to be. All walk by nature bound, forever the same. Look on these forms that stay a while and pass, these lives that long and strive, then are no more, these structures that have no abiding truth, the Savior creeds that cannot save themselves, but perish in the strangling hands of the years, discarded from man's thought, proved false by time, philosophies that strip all problems bare, but nothing ever have solved since earth began, and sciences, omnipotent in vain, by which men learn of what the suns are made, transform all forms to serve their outward needs, ride through the sky and sail beneath the sea, but learn not what they are or why they came. These polities, architectures of man's brain, that, bricked with evil and good, wall in man's spirit, and fissured houses, palace at once and jail, rot while they reign, and crumble before they crash. These revolutions, demon or drunken god, convulsing the wounded body of mankind, only to paint in new colors an old face. These wars, carnage triumphant, ruin gone mad, the work of centuries, vanishing in an hour. The blood of the vanquished and the victor's crown, which men to be born must pay for with their pain. The hero's face divine on satyr's limbs, the demon's grandeur mixed with the demigods, the glory and the beasthood and the shame. Why is it all, the labor and the din, the transient joys, the timeless sea of tears, the longing and the hoping and the cry, the battle and the victory and the fall, the aimless journey that can never pause, the waking toil, the incoherent sleep, songs, shouting and weeping, wisdom and idle words, the laughter of men, the irony of the gods.